Mr. Fox by Helen Oyeyemi. In the darkness, they wondered if they could do it, and knew they had to try to do it. Mary Oliver. Mary Fox came by the other day, the last person on earth I was expecting to see. I'd have tidied up if I'd known she was coming. I'd have combed my hair. I'd have shaved. At least I was wearing a suit. I strive for a sense of professionalism. I was sitting in my study, writing badly, just making words on the page, waiting for something good to come through, some sentence I could keep. It was taking longer that day than it usually did. But I didn't mind. The windows were open. I was sort of listening to something by Glazunov. There's a symphony of his you can't listen to with the windows closed. You just can't. Well, I guess you could, but you'd get agitated and run at the walls. Well, maybe that's just me. My wife was upstairs, looking at magazines or painting or something. Who knows what Daphne does? Hobbies. The symphony in my study was as loud as it could be, but that was nothing new, and she's never complained about all the noise. She doesn't complain about anything I do. She is physically unable to. That's because I fixed her early. I told her in heartfelt tones that one of the reasons I love her is because she never complains. So now, of course, she doesn't dare complain. Anyway, I'd left the study door open, and Mary slipped in. Without looking up, I smiled gently and murmured, "Hello, honey." I thought she was Daphne. I hadn't seen her in a while, and Daphne was the only other person in the house, as far as I was aware. When she didn't answer, I looked up. Mary Fox.